This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
What? President Joe Biden, say it isn't so. I thought you were saying, you ran on a whole different platform. You were going to say, change the trajectory. You were going to do everything Trump didn't do to save us. And did I hear that right, Super Don? He said he can't do anything. There's nothing we can do.
You did hear that right.
Wait a second.
And I'm telling you, this is all over the place this morning.
He ran on a platform of, we're doomed.
Yeah,
what is that?
Yeah, he was, oh man, Donald Trump didn't have a plan, but on day one, I have a plan, and we're going to turn this thing around, and we're going to beat the virus, except that there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the virus for the next several months.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing, but yeah, I told you so. Folks, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's just you, me, and Super D today. Super Don, making it sound so good. We're going to have some conversation here today. And in hour two, we got Dr. Daryl Joffrey with his new book, Get Off Your Sugar. And you're going to love it. It's going to give you a system to really change your trajectory for your health. And Biden can't, but Joffrey can't. So that's coming up. So Biden says, and links are up in the show notes, by the way, at robertscottbell.com. Biden is saying that nothing we can do to change the pandemic trajectory in the coming months. And then a subheadline says, U.S. death toll expected to reach well over 600,000. Super D, this makes me want to spit and cuss, you know, and do all the bad things we can't do on radio. Because the name, you know, they say 400,000 have already died. No, they haven't. You can't just say it and go, oh, well, we said it because we're the authoritarians. Oh, yeah, well, that's what they do. And yet we've been talking about this for over a year now. The wrongful diagnosis based on faulty technology, on and on. Now even the World Health Organization agrees with us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show about the cycle threshold, what it may mean, what it doesn't mean, what it can't mean, that kind of thing. So, Super Don, you're saying this is really making the rounds that Biden gets in now. He's a few days in, and he's going, well, you know, all that stuff I was saying about doing what Trump couldn't do, I can't do it either, basically.
That is basically what he's saying. Some people have said, oh, well, that's out of context. Well, it's not. I mean, the actual audio itself. Well, and there's a longer version of that that goes about a minute and 40 seconds that, you know, I went to look at, because quite often, to be honest with you, a lot of times, especially when people are trying to play political football, they will take things out of context. So I went and checked it out, and it's not out of context. I mean, he was talking about a much more boring topic, which is about, you know, evictions and rent. So it is interesting, and it is another problem, but that's another conversation for another day. But the statement stands that he is saying that there's nothing that we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic over the next several months. Now, who knows what that means? Does that mean three? Does that mean eight? Does that mean 10? All of those could be considered several. But a lot of people are up in arms about this situation. Justin Amash originally put this out on a tweet, and basically, you know, he's saying, well, wait a minute. Haven't we been told for months that restrictions and mandates were necessary to change the trajectory of the pandemic over the next several months? And if you look at the comments, the reaction to that statement, here we are back again to the familiar left versus right, people lobbing missiles and bombs at each other. You know, the Republicans especially, and now we're going to criticize and critique everything that Biden does now. Not saying that's totally unjustified, but, you know, you've got on the one side, you've got the Democrats that are saying, well, look, you know, look what we inherited from Trump, because Trump didn't do what he was supposed to do. He didn't mandate. He didn't force people to do, you know, stuff like that. And all of the Republican governors, of course, chose not to mandate things and not to follow what it is that, you know, the CDC was saying that they should do. So it's all your guys' fault. Well, on the other side, the Republicans are saying, well, look, here's your guy. He said, you know, day one, we're going to get in there. I have a plan. Trump doesn't have a plan. I'm good. He's bad. We're going to solve this. We're going to hit the ground running. We're going to beat this thing and stuff like that. And then he comes out with this statement. Well, there's nothing we can do. Well, wait a minute. That really seems the opposite of what it is that he was campaigning on.
Well,
so
shouldn't I mean, I'm asking a lot for Democrats to have intellectual integrity here, but shouldn't they be going, wait, Joe, President Biden, whatever. You ran that you said you were going to do something different. We believed you, right? Trump's, it was horrible, right? We hated him. That's what they say. And now he's basically going, no, there's nothing we can do. You're right. It's not out of context. There's nothing we can do. He says
it isn't.
And I don't know if he means it, because I don't know if the guy speaks anything that he actually thinks or believes. He's given a script and he barely can read it, Super Don. Let's just be honest about his critical thinking. I don't know. Cognitive abilities. Right. Well, I got questions. I do.
Here's what I think's going on. And I've seen this mentioned in other places as well, that a good strategy is to underpromise and overdeliver. And that works in all kinds of scenarios, but especially in politics, in a situation like this. Because if you remember, last week, there were a couple of things that we pointed out where suddenly you've got the World Health Organization has recognized the problem with PCR tests.
Yeah.
And so they are coming out and saying, listen, as of today, which happened to be, coincidentally, the same day that Joe Biden got inaugurated, they suddenly said, well, listen, I think maybe we ought to kind of dial back on the cycle threshold on the PCR test. Well, you know what's going to happen if they do that. That means there's going to be a lower number of positive cases of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Then you had Amazon come in and say, oh, well, we're going to help you distribute the vaccine now that you're elected. And you also had a new report coming out saying, well, suddenly now the coronavirus cases have peaked in the United States. So I predict, and I could be wrong, but my prediction is that you've got the president coming out saying there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic. The World Health Organization now is going to have everybody using a lower cycle threshold on the PCR test, which means now we're going to see a lower number of cases. You're going to see Amazon jumping in here, and now suddenly a drone delivering vaccines to every household in the country. Mm-hmm. And they're already saying that we've peaked. So I think what's happened is they've set the stage here for now numbers to go down, cases to go down, more people get vaccinated. And what's going to happen is he's come out and said, nothing we can do. And here, give it a month or two maybe. Suddenly all these great numbers are going to start showing up in the statistics, and Joe Biden is going to be able to say, here we go. See, we've solved it. We've cured coronavirus, and everybody can now go back to living the way they want to.
You know what this does? Once again, reaffirms my correctness, which was the government should do nothing, should have done nothing, and let it pass because it was a scam to begin with. Not that people haven't been sick and some people have died, but again, the claims that it's one thing that caused everybody to die is unsubstantiatable. And that's the way they like it, because they can form the worldview based on the church that runs most of the world. And it's not the Christian church, it's not a Jewish church, it's not a Muslim church, it's nothing like that. It's the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And they win. So he comes in and does nothing and says, see, I did it. What did you do? Nothing. What was your plan? Well, Back in October when I was running, I had a plan, but when I got to be president, I clearly forgot it, nor I just said, well, there really is nothing I can do. He became suddenly a hands-off libertarian, Joe Biden. We're just going to let laissez-faire, we're just going to let it ride. And you know, there's people that are calling the Wayback Machine to his tweets, or somebody writing his tweets on October 15th of 2020. We're 8 months into this pandemic, and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to get the virus under control. I do. Yep. That was Joe Biden.
Yep.
And then, of course, Joe Biden the other day, just there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic. It's all politics. And, folks, the best thing is if we would have a separation of medicine and state. I've called for it year after year. I'm calling for it again. Nobody seems to be listening, but we need to remove modern medicine, pharmaceutical pseudoscience from the control of our agencies, our government, and the people in our government, and allow people on a local level to address the ailments and illnesses of the area in ways that are appropriate that the free market provides for. That is, my gosh, people that are going to see homeopaths and naturopaths seem to be doing a lot better than the allopaths who were killing their patients, not on purpose, but they found out after the fact they're triaging people to death with these ventilators, for instance. And so I stand not corrected, I stand correct once again. And we have so many ways to address it. And, you know, the controversies over the last year were not just a radical homeopath with a radio show who happens to be right, but medical doctors, physicians who were going against the WHO and the CDC and even Fauci, right? Even Fauci would go against himself. Even the WHO would go against itself. So what's new there? We are looking at an absolute evidence of incompetence. And if we keep going back to those same experts to rule over us and guide us, then we're the morons. We are the morons because we've accepted a lesser opportunity to actually find out what really works. You know, instead of trashing doctors who said, hey, we see great success with hydroxychloroquine, and now they're saying ivermectin, and as we acknowledge, there are botanical options in both of those cases that are non-drug, they were attacked and delisted, deplatformed, censored, ridiculed, all of that. Again, I'm talking regular medical doctors. It tells you everything you need to know about. It's not about authority or experts. It's about an agenda, and it's whoever they can control to spout that which supports the agenda, which is what? To continually program the population that they have no power over anything as it relates to their health. They're merely victims, and we need a white lab coat in shining armor on a white horse coming to rescue us, and the government will deliver, Joe Biden will deliver, and then we find out, well, he can't do anything. With that, we're going to take a break. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being here. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. All the great things to uplift you and support you in your health and healing journey. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, hope y'all are doing well here on a weekend in January 2021, which apparently there's nothing that the government can do to, I don't know, originally they said flatten the curve. Now they want to get rid of it. You know, the arrogance knows no bounds. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, I don't care. If you claim you can do something to stop a virus, you're out of your, I'm going to say it nicely, cotton-picking mind. That's probably politically incorrect to say so, but just the concept is like you got no brain cells left. The virus is going to virus. Others have said that. And if you even believe that viruses are the cause of disease, I don't believe they are. I believe, if anything, you could argue that the result of pre-existing scenarios, including toxicological burdens on the body that push out the minerals, resulting in mineral deficiencies, and, of course, all kinds of metabolic aberrations and immune challenges, not the least of which caused by many medical interventions, including chronic use of antibiotics, which is all too common. And we're not even getting into PPIs, proton pump inhibiting drugs that stop stomach acid production that also basically alters pH in the system and basically sets up the stage for weakened immunity. And then there are also other immunosuppressive drugs variety you've heard of, prednisone. These are powerful steroid hormones that are used. There's the fear of cholesterol still out there in the world, the fear of fat still out there. All of these things denigrating and degrading our ability to maintain health and vitality. That doesn't even get into issues like spiritual, emotional, mental, economic, political, all of those things that are wearing people down when they don't have a deep connection and knowledge, if you will, or knowingness of why they're here and a purpose in their life. Or if they had it, that it's been dashed in a time where we've been told that we must be, to be good people, to be afraid of the invisible. They call it SARS-CoV-2. We call it a scamdemic. And now even Fauci is knocked out. The superhero of the NIAID, who can't be fired, apparently, who's been in government for 45 years, doing all kinds of criminal things, in my humble opinion, from HIV on forward. Dr. Fauci apparently was knocked out for 24 hours. Why? Did he get in the ring with Mike Tyson? No. He got his second dose of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. He had chills, aches, fatigues. Now, he perhaps is one of the lucky ones. He's in his 80s. He runs. He's supposedly very fit. And he survived, thus far, the second Moderna mRNA vaccine. But this was front page news over at the Mail Online. It's being reported all over the world. Fauci received a second dose and said he was knocked out by the side effects for 24 hours. Aches, chills, fatigue. Yet we're going to cover on Monday's show. We don't have time to go into it today, but I just want to plant the seed for you. There are more and more vaccine adverse event reports on people in their 80s getting this vaccine and dying within hours or less. Hours or less. Now, we can't definitively make the claim that anybody died from the shot, because we're not actually there. We're not their doctors. We're not the pathologist. But you got to be a little suspicious, and that's an understatement, when you start seeing people in their 80s dropping like you know what after these series, even one shot, much less two. And we've talked about before they were rolling it out, they were saying that it's likely people are going to be knocked out. In fact, they are being knocked out of work and other things for a time period. And some countries have announced a number of deaths. And yet we've covered that, too. And then the next day you find that another agency within that government, particularly Norway, said, well, it's not linked. It's not linked. It's not linked. And then they admit that they actually didn't do the study to determine it's not linked. They just say it anyway. And this is where we get into a dispute with these so-called scientists or MDs or PhDs that claim to have the mantle of science, yet just make statements, vacuous statements without foundation, without valid, if you want to call statistical evidence, maybe, or how about factual evidence? How about evidence of any kind? And we're going to get into that. It's going to get weirder this hour when we talk about what the CDC is saying about the mRNA shots. But I also want to take a moment here, pause, and Super Don, I want to bring you in. I know we only have a minute or so before we have to take a break already. But he's a Hall of Fame inductee into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Larry King just passed away.
That's right. And Larry King, I mean, yeah, who doesn't know who Larry King is, right? I mean, I think I saw something where he's done over 50,000 different interviews over his career. And, you know, he's done infomercials and stuff. But, you know, everybody knew who he was. I mean,
I've got some catching up to do. I've only got 1,400 plus guests in the 20 year. We're working on it. But yeah, it would. Yeah. You what? If we'd say the number of interviews, because I only count those guests one time. I'm in the thousands, many thousands. I don't know. I'm at 50,000, but we're getting there. Anyway, salute to Larry King. Sorry to see you go. I don't know if it's COVID related or vaccine related, but regardless, we want to acknowledge a broadcaster like that. And we'll be back to talk about some stunning, stunning statements from the CDC where you begin to say, do they even know what science is? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A homemade bomb went off at a Southern California church known for its anti-gay views. The explosive went off Saturday morning at First Works Baptist Church in El Monte. Pastor Bruce Mejia tells NBC Los Angeles,
"We've been here for 3 years, and not once have we ever incited violence towards anybody. There's never been a crime attached to my preaching."
The church condemns same-sex relationships and has been the target of protests and online threats. There were no injuries reported. The FBI is investigating the explosion. 33 children have been rescued in an anti-sex trafficking operation in Southern California. The L.A. field office announced the results of Operation Lost Angels. At least one person was arrested for human trafficking. A trip to the Super Bowl on the line in today's NFL Conference Championships. It's the Buccaneers and Packers kicking off in just under 2 hours, followed by the Bills and Chiefs at 6:40 Eastern. This is USA Radio News. The National Guard will be staying in Washington, D.C. for a little while longer, USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Thousands of National Guard troops brought into the nation's capital to secure the inauguration will remain in Washington, D.C. until March. The Guard will continue to support local and federal law enforcement, initially reduced to 7,000 members, and then drawing down to 5,000 troops by mid-March. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's no justification to keep the Guard in D.C. that long. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News he hopes the troops are allowed to return home soon.
There's no justification for that. They don't want to get the Democrats don't want to get back to regular order on anything, including the nation's capital. And that is going to be a problem going forward. This is, as some people have said, some commentators have suggested, that this is an attempt to show power, governmental centralization of power, through the station of military all over the United States Capitol. It is unfortunate. It shouldn't happen. And I hope that they rethink that.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thank you all for being here, and thanks to everybody for signing up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. Those of you who become patron supporters directly, we are so appreciative of you, Super Don and me, and anybody else that loves this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. We do Ask Me Anythings once a month, AMAs are called, and we've done like 13 or 14 now, Super D. We did one last Monday, I think.
We did.
And that was fun. We did it by Zoom, so everybody that wants to can see one another and interact. And lost episodes of the Robert Scott Bell Show, bonus tracks, things you can't hear anywhere else, and other goodies available to you when you sign up as a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What else we got? I mean, there are all sorts, so many banners for those that support this message. Anything that jumps out at you, Super D?
Yeah, I mean, ongoing still, I believe the Live Longer, Feel Better seminar, which you actually were a part of, is still ongoing. You can still sign up for that, and that's put on by, what's his name?
Where are we going? All the way, Trevor King?
Trevor King. Yeah, he does great, he's great, amazing. Events and stuff. So we do have a banner over at robertscottbell.com. You can click on there, mm-hmm. among all of the many others. And, yeah, we appreciate your support.
Also, shout out to John Hewlett and our friends at Cardio Miracle. They're doing amazing work, and I'm doing one, sometimes two doses a day, and I've hit fitness levels. We joked about it the other day. I think somebody was asking in the chat room, how old are you? You know, it's like, come on, really? You need to know that? And I said, well, next month it'll be double nickels, for those that understand what that term
is. But you're still afraid to actually say the number.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
You don't like to say it.
Yeah. Can we get the rights from Sammy Hagar to play the song? Just one.
I could try. Okay, I wouldn't mind talking to Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, let's see if that happens. But anyway, no, overall, I feel absolutely great. High level of fitness. The abs, yes, the six-pack is there. I don't know how many people at this age have them. I'm bragging right now, Super D. Not showing anybody pictures, but if you want to come work out with me, you'll see. And but again, the things that I do, I attempt to be a living example for all that I say. I don't tell you to do things I don't do. Other than if you're a female, if you're allowed to know that there are differences between men and women, there are certain things that I don't have, right? The females do, okay? Just saying.
We'll just have to take your word for it.
By the way, can Kamala Harris, the vice president, can she say she's the first woman vice president, or is that verboten because the Dems don't like to...
they don't recognize gender anymore, so yeah, that's kind of a downer, I guess.
That's kind of a... Yeah, it's a bit of a conflict.
And have you, since you're bringing it up, have you seen just the overwhelming flood of these Bernie Sanders memes that have been going all over the place on social media?
Holy, it's like there's not one that's funnier than the next. They're all great. They've been amazing. Bernie sitting with his mittens, cold and not happy, apparently, during the inauguration, right?
People have just gone crazy with these memes, and some of them are pretty funny.
Was that live or Memorex? I don't even know. It was just weird. There's so much weirdness going on. Yeah. All right. Well, look, we don't like to play in the Hegelian dialectic. We're helping you see beyond it. And I will say that if you missed Friday's broadcast, wow, what a great show we had. We had Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, a full hour and then into bonus time, you know, because we're on five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday. If you go to robertscottbell.com, there's a tab that says listen, and you can see all the ways you can hear us. And, of course, right here on a broadcast radio syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. Appreciate that. Also, Sally Banks was with us from Trinity School of Natural Health, showing you all the new things coming up in this calendar year, 2021, opportunities for learning about health and healing, empowering yourself and your community in ways that medical doctors wish they could do. Although many medical doctors are now looking at Trinity and going, man, I need to learn that nutrition stuff. I need to learn iridology. On and on it goes. And that's good. We want everybody to learn holistic, have holistic options, and have the freedom to basically engage for themselves and others. So with that, let's go to the CDC. Formerly, I guess at one point, people respected it and thought it was like the hotbed of science. This is where we get our marching orders from, the scientists that know more than us. According to the latest, this is out of CNBC reporting, mainstream media report, says that the CDC, I call them the Centers for Centers for Disease Creation. They are known as the Centers for Disease Control. Control. Isn't it always about control, Janet Jackson, right? We got to control it. And then here we got Biden. They said Trump was anti-science and anti-CDC. Hasn't Biden just admitted that you can't control the virus, there's nothing you can do? Isn't that anti-science? Because they said when Trump said it, can't do it. Not going to happen. You're anti-science.
That's all Trump's fault.
Yeah, I know. It's derangement still. Yeah. So Centers for Derangement and Creation. Anyway, CDC quietly changes COVID vaccine guidance. Really? What do you mean they've changed the guidance? Are they finally going to say don't give it to people over 80 because they're too at risk from dying? No, that would be too logical. They're not doing that. They are now giving the okay to it's like a mixed drink segment at CDC. And now it's cocktail hour, happy hour. Everybody come on in. Let's mix the Pfizer and Moderna shots. It's okay. It's exceptional, in fact. Okay, I'll read the headline if you're confused. CDC quietly changes COVID vaccine guidance to okay mixing Pfizer and Moderna shots in exceptional situations. Now, what are those exceptional situations? Is this one of those nebulous terms that means whenever they feel like it? Maybe. And how will they back up such a assertion that it's okay to mix two different vaccines that have never been tested together? Oh, yeah, they're both mRNA, but they're completely different companies. They went through completely different approval processes, if you will, in studies and trials, albeit shortened and hyper-speeded into warp speed. But now they're saying, well, yeah, in an exceptional circumstance, well, you can mix them. You can do one of one, then one of the other. And I ask sincerely, Super Don, where do they get the facts, the data, the safety, efficacy, anything to validate a claim like that to say, it's okay?
Vaccine research specialists.
That's where they get it?
Well, let's go to the article here. First, they say that Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines both use messenger RNA technology, right? And both are authorized to be given 21 and 28 days apart. The agency is saying you can receive either shot so long as they are given at least 28 days apart. And they do go on to say that every effort should be made to ensure a patient receives the same vaccine. But in rare situations, if supplies are limited, or if the patient doesn't know which vaccine they originally received, it's okay to mix them together. But it's kind of interesting. It's
Can you hold that thought for a second? For a sec.
Yeah.
Because how is it possible you're about to give them a second vaccine and you don't have the records of the first vaccine? Doesn't that seem a little white? Wait a second. You're just going to – that's probably one of those drive-thrus. This is how haphazard this is, Super D. There's not sound science behind any of this. Now, I apologize. I had to interrupt. Now, if you have your thought, carry on.
Yeah. No, well, no, you're right. I mean, it's like, did you get the first vaccine? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, do you know which one it was if you did? No.
Let's give you the first one again.
Yeah. All right. So the agency goes on to say that, and this is what's interesting. They say the two products are not interchangeable.
Duh.
Well, wait a minute. But you just said it's okay to mix them.
Right?
But they're not interchangeable? Okay. What? And they say, and they go on, they say they acknowledge that it hasn't yet been studied whether the two recommendations would change the safety or effectiveness of either vaccine. But vaccine research specialists who spoke with CNBC said that the two immunizations are so similar or similar in design. That people should not be worried about the rare instances in which doses will be mixed. You know what's mixed here? Are the messages.
Oh, hell yeah. Look at that.
On what's going on here. It's if you could mix them, but we're not, we want you to know they're not interchangeable.
What if we said this about dietary supplements? You can, you know, and then they go, there's no proof. There's no evidence. How do you say that? There's no proof or evidence here either. They're similar. It's rare, you know, on and on it goes.
They're not interchangeable. Those words. And then they
belie the words. They just ignore that they said the words. This is the point of Fauci lying, but we should trust him because he admits he's a liar. I'm telling you, man. And there's a number of statements just like the one you read that just basically says we admit there's not evidence to show that it's okay to do this, but it's just, you know, there will be some emergency situations that require the switching of shots. And here, I'm going to read this quote. While this is further in the story, while there's no data on this, and it's certainly not the optimal route, it's unlikely to be damaging. So it's a reasonable protocol. How do you know it's unlikely? How are you defining reasonable? You've not tested these two completely separate, albeit similar technology, never before on the market, not approved by FDA even today. Emergency use authorization, which now I'm going to change to exceptional use authorization. That's a new version of EUA. If they need to switch and mix and match, it's okay. We know we haven't studied it. It's probably not a great idea. It's not optimal, but it's unlikely to be damaging. How do you know? Well, experts said so. What are they basing it on?
We want to remind you they're not interchangeable, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah, we have to remind you of that as well. And did we tell you Biden says there's nothing he can do the next unbelievable. This is, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's absolutely incredible. So they say this: if the manufacturer of the first shot isn't known, or if a second dose of the shot of the first patient received isn't available, it is reasonable to substitute another shot. This is now UK health officials are saying this. It's the updated playbook. It's like it's a game of football. We're updating our playbook. We put in a new play, and it means we can switch out a soccer ball for a football. Well, it's a rugby ball. It sort of looks like a football. It's not fully a. It's not the same. We're pretty sure it'll behave the same way. And everybody's going, what? What? It's not the preferred course of action, but it will allow it. And then they go to this doofus John Moore vaccine researcher at Cornell. And if you watch House of Numbers about it, the massive mistakes in HIV so-called science, you'll see this guy's, I don't want to be mean, but you just watch, you'll see what he's all about. And he says he agrees with this change. He says the change makes sense. He says because the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are similar, and while it hasn't been studied, he admits it, there's no immediately apparent reason to think that mixing doses would lower efficacy or reduce safety. All right, I can't even. I got to take a break. Then we'll come back. I'm verklempt at this point. These are scientists. These are the people guiding us out of this vaccine virus nightmare. I don't think so. Y'all keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll navigate a way through this that is not insane. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, I caught my breath. Everybody, calm down. It's okay. Super Don, we're going to be okay. I don't know if I redlined the microphone, but it's just amazing. Just amazing. And this Moore that we were just talking about from Cornell, it takes the cake. It's like he's a guy who, you know, says he's been in HIV research, vaccine research. Of course, that still hasn't panned out. How many decades of that? So you know, this is a guy who's really good to go to. He said it's uncommon to do this mix and match thing outside of a research setting, but the country is currently in extraordinary circumstances. So now we've added not only emergency use authorization and exceptional use authorization, now we must add extraordinary use exceptions to the rule. I mean, it's like, keep adding it up. There's still no science to support it. There's no good reason to think that there would be a safety concern that is created in this situation, and you would strongly expect the efficacy to be substantially unchanged. This is pure speculation based on no data, based on no science of any kind. They haven't conducted the experiments, and they're all just going, yeah, you could do it. We're not recommending it, and it's probably not a good... But, yeah, it's okay. Super Don, what's going...
I've been talking
about the insanity of so-called mainstream science for years. It is not science.
No. And by the way, I hadn't shown this to you, but I saw a news report the other day that the folks in the clinical trials that were the control group are now getting the vaccine. So yeah, there goes your control group. So you'll never know. You'll never know what the long term effects of this vaccine are because
separation
that control group is going to be gone now.
Folks, science is not happening at the governmental level. This is pseudoscience. And yeah, we may get banned and deplatformed for pointing it out, but you got to be embarrassed if you're a doctor, a scientist, and you're not. If you're following this, you can't follow this. Come on, I get sixth graders to follow this. Another expert, Dr. Bill Schaffner, epidemiologist at Vanderbilt University, he says although this mixing and matching, as we call it, has not been specifically studied. Really? That's what? Yeah. No, we haven't specifically studied. There's no biological reason for this not to work and be justified. Who are these people? How many times do they say the same thing in this one article? We don't have the evidence. It's not, we don't know, but yeah, it's okay. No reasonable person would say it's not okay. Really? We think it has to be two doses. You can mix and match. I'm just exasperated and exhausted trying to cover these people and give them some semblance of validation. They're not going to get it from me. They shouldn't get it from you or any of you. By the way, we reported on a sad story on Friday's show. Woke up to find that Hank Aaron, a hero, just one of the most amazing athletes in the history of modern athletes, Hank Aaron, passed away. Now, he was used as a guinea pig, I will call it, or he was exploited on January 5th at Morehouse School of Medicine as a guy that, hey, look, Hank Aaron, he's trying to convince his community that this is not an experimental shot, and this is not Tuskegee, and he was just so proud. I'm just so sad about this. And, of course, two and a half weeks later, he's dead. We were not claiming that it was caused by the vaccine. We can't. We don't know, but it's suspicious. As all these 80-somethings we're going to cover tomorrow's show, and finding that they can die within hours of the shot. Health experts are now urging confidence in the vaccine after the superstar's death because they know people are bringing this up. Layla Ali, Muhammad Ali's daughter, we're still trying to get her on the show, Super Don, even put it up on Instagram and said, hey, this should concern all of us. And this is what they're doing. They're exploiting people. Vulnerable people who are hero worshiping, and it's like it's one thing to say Hank Aaron's a hero in some ways. It's another thing to go, well, he got the shot, so I'm going to get the shot. I'm asking people to think more clearly, and so I believe is Layla Ali to the African American community here. This is a disaster. How many more 80-year-olds and others are going to suffer as we talk about? They're more vulnerable to what they call COVID, but are they also equally or more vulnerable to the mRNA shots? Mixed, matched. Or identical. Super Don, like you said, just bummed out that Hank Aaron passed away, you know, 2.5 weeks after the shot. But it's not going to go well for their PR campaign. That's at least something.
No, the timing on that is pretty suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, listen, we're learning more and more as we go here what's going on with this vaccine. And we'll cover more of that. Some really great visuals that we're going to have on Monday's show of these adverse event reports that are coming in that I think once you see that, it's going to be hard to argue.
Grandma and grandpa or your mom and dad, please look carefully, pray on it. But yet you can use the science and you'll find out it ain't there to support what they're doing. Folks, we got to take a break. Back with a bonus hour. Get off your sugar. Dr. Daryl Joffrey joins us next because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.